So again, this week is Parshas Mitzvah. Right? We have over here an advantage. This year is a leap year, and we're winding down. Already it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so already the new year. But because it's a leap year, so we separate Parshas Tazri from Parshas Mitzvah. That gives us a much more real flavor for the gap between the two parshiyos, because when a person is declared to be a Mitzvah, it doesn't happen the 5 minutes later, all of a sudden he's tar. Right? Think about a year when it's not a leap year. So we laid in rapid succession Parshas Tazria and Parshas Mitzvah. So we read about all of the different types of Nigoim, and then right away when we're learning the Parsha, we go right into Parshas Mitzvah, and we learn about what the Mitzvah does to come tar without any delay whatsoever. That's not real life. What? That's not the way it goes in real life. In real life, when a person is declared to be a Mitzvah, there's a very long wait. He goes into quarantine. He goes out of Chutz Migimul Machanos. He's Bodod Yeshay Michutz LaMachane Moshava. He has to reflect. He has to do Teshuvah. He has to be mispalel. He has to be zoicha that the nega should go away. There's no such thing as instant teshuva. Although we live today, we call it the microwave generation. I want it hot and I want it now. That's the attitude we live in. So in the regular year where it's Parshas Tazria Mitzvira, we learn about all the possible negoim, except for Negibotim last week, all the various types of negoim, this nega, that nega, the head, the ear, a burn, a boil, clothing, a nega, I got a problem. Within the same aliyah, you tahar, zosia teras ha-mitzvah. You don't even have to wait until the person makes the bracha, asher nosam teras ha-nes. Instant satisfaction. I got the nega, instantly, I'm now tahar. This year, you have a whole week to reflect. Last week, we left off. It's a very interesting concept. Last week, we left off with Tomei. With Tomei. The parasha of Tazria ends off. We have a whole collection of Mitzvah-ro'im in Klal Yisrael, all locked up in isolation. And at the end of the parasha, we say to them, goodbye, goodbye. You may now hang up. And don't ever call again. Goodbye. And what about us? Last week we've declared, you're a Mitzvah, you're a Mitzvah, you're a Mitzvah, you're a Mitzvah. I think there are six different categories of Mitzvah last week. Goodbye. See you later, guys. A whole week passes by. And now, you remember last week we locked up these guys? We locked them up in Yerun HaKodesh? We locked them up. Take him out. Zois tiye toiras hamitzera biyoim tohorosa. Ah. The nega went away, and now we're going to mitar you, and you're going to bring these kerbanas, these birds, v'chulu 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 v'chulu. A whole week went by. We had a whole week to reflect that we're tamei, we are mitzera'im, we got problems, we need to do teshuvah. Now, after that process of reflection, contemplation, now we're zoche to zos tia teras ha-mitzvah. This year, this parasha has a much, much more authentic flavor than in a regular year. Because in a regular year, you tell me, no problem, come on, we'll fix you up. We'll fix you up right now. We'll give you some, sprinkle on you some of this, some of that. Bring some kerbanis. You're done. This year, if you live the parsha, okay. Unfortunately, not everyone lives the parsha. But if you live the parsha, Mark, he lives the parsha. Mark takes it very seriously, the parsha. Okay, an emotional connection to the parsha. Then this week provided a whole week of reflection. Until we are zoiche to the Teras HaMitzvah. Next vart. It says here in the parasha, Zoyt Yeh Teras HaMitzvah is a contradiction. B'yom Torah Soy Vihuva. He will be brought. The fellow calls up, he's in isolation, he looks at his skin, he looks at whatever the situation is, he's, oh, guess what, the neg got one way. So he tells his friends, they immediately call 311, or the Moshiach will come, they'll call probably 411. 911 is for an emergency, a medical emergency. 311, it's stop. You want someone to pick up the garbage. 411 is for a shiloh for the rabbi. A halachic shiloh. 411. 511 is shilohs of lashon hara for shidduchim. 511. 611 is the tzaras squad. Tzaras squad. What?
It's the Verizon number for help. 611. To call them from your mobile phone.
Today they have they made a new number. What is it?
T-Mobile has it.
611.
1601 to help.
For what?
It's the service.
It's like a 911 when it's not an emergency. It's a new service.
611 is the mobile company service.
Phone. Verizon phones. All right, so it's taken already. So we'll do 711.
No, it fits in.
Okay, I'm just giving you an example. You call the Tzaras squad. Okay, the Tzaras squad. Special people who know how to deal with Tzaras. Okay, Rabbi, please. People who know how to deal with tzaras. You call them, guess what? Good news, my tzaras went away. Come, take me to the Kohen. Take me to the Kohen. So they arrive, a van comes, and okay, let's take a look. Okay, we're taking you to the Kohen.
What does Yehuva mean, take?
Yehuva, he shall be brought. Yehuva, this person shall be brought, shall be presented, shall be transported. He shall be transported to the Kohen. Okay, so what does it say in the Pasuk very clearly? The mitzvah goes to the Kohen. The Kohen doesn't go to you. You go to the rabbi. The rabbi doesn't go to you. V'huva el ha-kohen. And then what does it say in the next pasuk? V'yotso ha-kohen el michutz la-machaneh. Contradiction. Who's going to who? Is the mitzayra going to the kohen or is the kohen going to you? Contradiction. This itself, no, the answer is both. And that it's coming to teach the kohen, coming to teach a kohen and by extension a rabbi, some Musa, is that, you know, there's a very big balance in how you deal, how the relationship between a rabbi and a balabas. You know, it comes to Mishloach Manos. Does the rabbi send Mishloach Manos to his balabatim, or do the balabatim send Mishloach Manos to the rabbi? You know, it depends. There are many different types of scenarios. There's always a balance between who goes to who. Hey, you have a person who is a member of the clergy, right? On the other hand, a rabbi, you know, these are your people. These are your flock. You have to go take care of them. What is the proper setting? What is the relationship between the people, you know, the followers and the leader? So over here, the Pasuk says a very fascinating thing is that the Kohen represents clergy, represents the Rabbanim. There has to be a balance. The rabbi can't just sit on his high chair and say, I'm the rabbi, you come to me, and you know, I'm in charge. On the other hand, the rabbi is not a shmata. The rabbi doesn't just go and, you know, make his rounds and is a slave and humbles himself in front of every single person just because, you know, Moshe Anav Mikol. Doesn't mean that Moshe went around the whole day to other people. It says if the person wanted to know something, you pick yourself up and you go to Moshe Rabbeinu.
That's what you waited on long.
Is a balance. And this pasuk over here makes the balance very, very clear. It says here, he will be brought. He will be brought to the Kohen. And it's in fact it's addressing, it's very interesting, it doesn't say in the pasuk that you shall go to the Kohen. It doesn't speak to the individual. It's a very bizarre, uncomfortable expression. He shall be brought. What do you mean he shall be brought? Pick yourself up and go. Pick yourself up and go. Get out of your chair and go. Get into the car, go on a bus, go for a walk, and go to the Kohen. No, it says he shall be brought. It's addressing society. The whole society should understand, not just an individual, that you go to the rabbi. The rabbi doesn't go to you. It's not addressing when there is a need in the community. You cannot become tahar unless the Kohen declares you tahar. It doesn't happen by itself. You have to go you have to present yourself. So, and it says this presentation, that you present yourself to the Kohen, not B'loshen Yochid, but it's addressing the community. The community has to understand that the rabbi doesn't go make house calls. The rabbi has an office. He is chashuv. He is a distinguished member of society. And if you need him, the oilam, the tzibor, brings the person who's part of their community to the rabbi. There are many words of musar in the words of huva. It's addressing the tzibor, telling the tzibor, almost in the fact that if a person is a mitzora, this is not a private issue. This is a public issue. We like to think that when a person is not well, a person is sick, or a person is sick, that's your private problem. That's not my issue. Someone is sick, so no, you go to the doctor. Don't tell me that you're sick. I don't care. It's your problem. A person has a problem. It's the problem of the tzibur. Not just in matters of finances. A person doesn't have kind of, a person is going through problems. It's not just about illness. It's a matter of spiritual problems. A person is at risk. Like you talk about children at risk. Or a child, Achman Litzlan, you know, is not doing well. And the child, they have the child, you know, he's now in quarantine or whatever. Dealing with a person, saras, is a spiritual disease. A person is not behaving properly. He's engaged in Lashon Hara. He engages in gaif, engages in all the different problems that Chazal mentioned, in 11 different reasons why a person gets saras. And now he has gone through rehabilitation. V'chuva. We have to analyze, we have to make a determination if indeed he has achieved a full state of rehabilitation. V'huva el HaKohen. The entire tzibur, the entire Klal Yisrael takes this person that has gone through rehabilitation and they bring him to the Kohen, which indicates it's a problem of the tzibur. It's not a private problem. When Rachman Lasson, a person is not where he's supposed to be, it's not a private matter. The whole Klal Yisrael is affected when one person is not where he should be. V'huvat. He shall be brought. Who's bringing him? The whole Klal Yisrael is bringing him. Because him being a Mitzora is a reflection upon society. Tzaraas is not a reflection upon an individual, it's a reflection upon the entire society, and therefore, to make the determination if the rehabilitation has been done correctly, they all have to go and stand before the Kohen and see if the Kohen says, you're doing okay, you've been rehabilitated. But then there's more Musa here. When the Kohen realized that the whole Klal Yisrael is coming now to bring him a patient, he doesn't sit at home on his chair. He picks himself up to greet him. He also has to go outside. He also has to leave his home, his office, and make a house call and greet him. Michutz l'machane. The person is now being brought out of his house from michutz l'machane to go in, and the Kohen has to go chutz migil machanos. The Kohen is in the Beis Hamikdash, machane shechina. He has to go to machane leviyah, and he has to go to Yerushalayim. And then go outside Yerushalayim. When he gets word they're coming to him, he has to run to them. It's an amazing sequence of events taking place over here in this pasuk. Mitzad Echad, the one that has to make the first move is the person. Just because the Kohen gets word that the person over here, the Tzaras, has departed and needs an inspection, the Kohen doesn't go nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. You come to me. Have respect. I'm the Kohen. You're not the Kohen. You have a problem, you come to me. But once we're coming, and the person gets out of his house, he begins to be brought to come to the Kohen runs. He runs chutz misholesh machanos. He does most of the transportation to greet the person before he even gets near Yerushalayim. The Kohen has to humble himself. You are part of my flock. And your problem is not just an individual problem. Your problem is a problem of the tzibur. When one person has saras, this is a reflection upon the entire Klal Yisrael. and the whole Klal Yisrael has to participate in the rehabilitation. So there are two different ideas that are really presented here in these two words, in this expression. Number one is the process. Who is the initiator? The initiator to go is the patient, to show respect that the rabbi is not my shikingel. The rabbi is a respected person to whom I have respect. He is the kohen. The kohen is the one that serves Hashem. But as soon as that person has shown that he has derech eretz for the kohen and he begins to go, then the kohen has to humble himself. You're coming to me. I'm just a servant of Hashem. I'm a nobody. I'm coming to you. V'yotzoh ha-kohen. He runs, and he even runs faster than that person. The kohen runs chutz mishalosh machanos. That's one limud of Musar. And the second limud of Musar is when a person is a mitzvah, this is a reflection upon the entire Klal Yisrael. It's not that you go to the kohen. V'huva, he shall be brought. Who is bringing him? Who, his aide? His aide is bringing him? Sponsored by the government? That's who's bringing him? Who's bringing him? Klal Yisrael brings him. You know why? Because really, if he has tzaras, we all should have tzaras. Because if there's a spiritual ailment in Klal Yisrael, it's at all of us. For some reason, he's the carbon. For some reason, Hashem selected him, and he's the one that's being brought.
How does this work, Rabbi? I mean, when he's in isolation, nobody's allowed to go to him.
Correct.
So I've always wondered how he got his food.
Well, obviously, Amazon Prime.
What?
Amazon Prime, you know? How else? Obviously, when the Torah is in isolation, it means like Corona. Okay, so just because everyone was locked up, everyone starved? I mean, they're the essential workers. There are certain things you have to do. You have to do, right? You got to do what you got to do. There are certain things to a degree.
That long stick, a drone.
Okay, each his own. Okay, next. Now let's go to another idea. Another idea. This is the halakha concept. In the end of the parasha, we learn about nigei batim. Whole new concept. Nigei batim is not, for whatever the reason, it's not included. It's not included in Parashas Tazri. It only appears in Parashas Mitzrayim. And this is if you learn Gemara, you come across this very often, this principle of when does a person become tameh. Let's say you have a bias, for argument's sake, that has been either it's under quarantine, there is a suspicious white spot on one of the stones, or the bias already has been declared to be a base minuga, and you're waiting for the 711, the tsaras squad, to come with their tools and to pull out the stone, the chilitzu es ravonim. Okay, there's a whole process to stone. So in the meantime, the squad has not yet come to remove the tsaras from the bias, to remove those stones. So in the meantime, the bias is a base minuga. It's a base minuga. What happens if a person walks in to this bias that's a base minuga, whether it's confirmed or it's just suspected? It's muskar. It's in a intermediary state. It's in a suspected state, however you want to call it. It's quasi state of we're waiting for more clarification. So the halacha basically is, if you walk into the bias, you become tamei. If there are utensils in the bias, they're tameos. If there's food in the bayis, it's tamei. If a person enters into the bayis, he becomes tamei. And in fact, that's what it says in the pasuk, that you tell the person, before the kohen comes to inspect for the very first time, you tell the person, do yourself a favor, clean out all the kalim in the bayis. Because until the kohen says tamei, nothing is tamei. If the kohen's going to say that it's tamei, then every single thing in the bayis is tamei. You're going to have to take all the kalim to the mikvah, all of the klei cheres have to be destroyed, and the food, you'll only be able to eat the food when you're in tameh. You're not going to be able to eat the food under ordinary circumstances, when you're tar. So do yourself a favor and take all the kalim outside the bayis before the kohen walks in and makes an inspection, because if he makes an inspection, he's going to say tameh, and then it's too late. Everything is tameh. Okay, so we know whatever is in the bayis is tameh. Now, there's a very interesting halacha, and Rashi, the Rashi over here goes to explains it very clearly, the halacha. If a person walks into the bayis, he becomes tamei instantly. If you walk in the bayis, you become tamei instantly. But what about your clothing? The clothing that you're wearing do not become tamei. They only become tamei, it's a very strange halacha, it's really unique. They only become tamei if you delay, you stay in the bayis for a period of time. Like we were joking around today, the CDC, I'm joking with Nancy Pelosi, she was in contact with Biden, and she even kissed Biden. She kissed Biden, it's on video, and the CDC said the most bizarre thing in the world. And they said, well, just because she kissed him doesn't mean that he has to go into isolation like everyone in the country had to do for the last 2 years. Because it's only if you're together for 15 minutes. 15 minutes. It doesn't say anywhere on the website. So they said, I'm not joking. This is mamish. I'm telling you. Yes! Yes, this is really what they said. The Psaki, the press secretary for the president, they asked Dorsey straight out, why isn't the president of the United States in isolation? He was in contact with a person who's been confirmed to have COVID. And therefore, all of us chickens in this country for the last 2 years, if this would have happened to us, if this situation where a person goes over to someone else and kisses them, and then within a few hours they take a PCR test and it says that you have COVID, if anyone in this entire country, you would have to be in isolation. You're a grave danger to the country, to the world. You have to go into isolation for 14 days, now for 5 days. So why is the President of the United States exempt from doing this? So she said, well, the CDC says you have to be together for 15 minutes. But she kissed him. Doesn't matter. 15 minutes. I'm not joking. This is chelm. It's mamish chelm. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is, number one, to wake everyone up. Number two is, this week's parasha, this halacha is presented. Mamish hafeichba de kulaba. It's very fascinating. Exactly what happened here, it's unbelievable, is a person walks into the bayis. There's a nega in the bayis. Are you tamei?
No.
You're tamei, you are tamei.
I'm
not your tamei, but your clothing are not tamei unless you delay in the bayis. You have to remain, stand put in the bayis for a significant amount of time. It's not 15 minutes. It's called b'chdei achilas pras. How long is b'dechlei achilas pras? The Chassam Sefer says 9 minutes. The Chassam Sefer, a different version of the CDC. 9 minutes. Halacha lemaisa, it's 4 minutes. Halacha lemaisa, we paskin, b'dechlei achilas pras is really 4 minutes. 4 minutes. There's a chumrah on Yom Kippur, we machin like the Chassam Sefer, if a person has to eat on Yom HaKippurim, you should wait 9 minutes. 9 minutes, but halacha lemaisa for everything else. Halacha lemaisa, the rule of thumb in Klal Yisrael is b'chdei achilas pras is 4 minutes. So therefore, if you eat food within four minutes, a kezayis, if you have in front of you the displacement, a solid that displaces one fluid ounce, you must if you eat this within 4 minutes, you can make an al hamichya. If you eat the displacement of one fluid ounce over a span of time more than 4 minutes, you don't make an al hamichya. You don't make a bari nefashos. Well, liquid is different. Liquid, but solids. You don't make bari, because 4 minutes. You have to eat within b'chdei achilas pras, so 4 minutes. So our version of the CDC is 4 minutes. The Chassam Sefer says 9 minutes. The CDC, for some reason, they're very makel. They say 15 minutes, but they have a dvar nefloim. But if you make contact, it doesn't matter. So this. That's the sixth parasha. You walk into the bayis. Your clothing are not tamei unless you delay. You delay your shoyeh. Shoyeh means sit around, twiddle your thumbs, play with your phone, play with your telephone like everyone today is a zombie. Play with your phone for 4 minutes, and then by the time you finish your first text, it's already 4 minutes. You go through your WhatsApp, you're ready, your clothing, I become Tamei. You must be. Anyone who learns Daf Yomi is very familiar with this principle. This is something which appears in the Gemara over and over again. And Rashi did us a favor and he spilled it out very, very carefully. I'll read you over here what it says over here
here's the Mishnah of Hello.
Yeah, I hear you.
Ha-foich-ba-va-ha-peich-ba.
Ha-foich-ba-va-ha-peich-ba. The kula-ba. Okay.
It's intensive.
Okay.
Va-feich-ba.
Excellent. Here's what it says over here in the Pasuk. At the end of the parasha of the Nigei Batim. Let me find the Imbara Koin Vera. No, this is where the title already is. Okay, Kis Alerts Kinan. Here it is. Vavakin Vera. Here it is. Vehaboyalabayis. Call you may his skiro so. Yitzma Adoref. You walk into the house, instantly you tell me. Vehashachevabayis. If you shaychev, you lie down babayis. Then your clothing becomes tmeim. V'oichel babayis, if you eat babayis, yichabes es begodav. Three halachas. Rashi says, why this overlap, these contradictions, he makes a whole long drush over here, and we can't go through the whole drush now, it's a long Rashi. And at the end of this long Rashi, so why do you have to repeat all this again? You look at the Rashi later on. Tam olaymar imkeim, lama ne'mar oichel v'shoichev. Litain, the reason why it says these three together is to provide for you a shi'ur, the amount of time it takes you to eat in a reclining position. You can eat standing up and you can eat sitting down, like Heseba. If you eat the Heseba, eat faster. Litain, shi'ur, kidei achilas pras. Okay, so the reason why it says eating and reclining and lying down is to teach you that your clothing do not become tmeos, and maybe even you yourself, I don't remember anymore, I forgot all my basic knowledge, whatever it is, there's a delay, you do not become tamei until you are shohe. You delay the amount of time it takes to eat a kezias. Achilas pras more than a kezias. It's a certain amount, three eggs worth. It's three, an egg is a double kezias. Or whatever, let's say either three eggs or four eggs. I don't remember anymore, but it's a certain amount of time, which halacha l'maaseh will be passing to be 4 minutes. That's what it's coming to teach you. Okay, it's very interesting that this halacha has been taught to us this year against the backdrop of Shabbos HaGadol. This week is Pesach. And we're going to read, there's a minig, son of a minig, that after you daven minch on Shabbos, you read the Haggadah. You recite the Haggadah. And in the Haggadah, you learn about Pesach Matzah Molech. And what is the halacha? The halacha is, we eat matzah. What is matzah? The mahus of matzah is L'mayla min hazman. Matzah, the whole story of matzah zu sh'on o'ich mal shuma al shum sh'loi hichmitz HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not the dough his sh'loi hispik, the bread did not have enough time to be mechametz. Hashem revealed himself to the Jewish people and told them, get out. It's now time to leave. Their dough did not have enough time to turn into chametz. Ad shehigle alehem melech malchei hamlochim hakadosh baruch hu ugi olam. Hashem revealed himself to the Jewish people on the morning of the 15th day of Nisan and said, let's go. Now, no time to bake your bread. They put their bread in the oven to bake. Hashem says, we got to go now. The Anani HaKavod have departed. If you're not going, it's either now or never. The plane is leaving. Get going. What do you mean? The bread needs to rise. The dough is on the counter. It needs to rise. There's no time for that. Just put it in the oven and make crackers. Just put it in the oven. The mahus of matzah is this nozma. It's lemaila min hasna. The carbon, even the carbon pesach. How do you eat the carbon pesach? The chacha toich lo esay mos nechem chagurim na lechem berag lechem u'makelchem biyatchem. Run! The clock is ticking. There's no zman. We have no time. The mahus of yitzias mitzrayim. Okay, there are many different dimensions to appreciate why is everything b'chi pozayim. No, in the Holocaust, the number one word of terror was shnel. Okay, this is a word of terror. This word alone to a Holocaust survivor can put him into the hospital. You just say the word shnel to a Holocaust survivor, you can mamish, they can end up in the mental institution in a second. Because that word was used by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, literally every second, every word came out of their mouth when they in their dealings with the Jews was shnel, shnel, do this, shnel. That word was said a billion, trillion times in terror to Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, who almost all of them are already not here anymore. And B'chi Pazayim. And what is that all about? That's a big, tough question. Hashkacha Pratis. What was that all about? Why was that the Hashkacha, something which was contributed to the terror of Klal Yisrael? But on the Leil Pesach, it's not to be ignored. You know, Leil Pesach is Leil Tisha B'Av. We eat the egg, everything about Pesach, there are parallels between Pesach and Leil Pesach. Shnel. Quick. Shnel. Matzah b'chi pozoin. K'loi hispik b'tzeg of Mahachmetz. Pesach. V'kocha toich lu'oitzoi. Mosnechem chagurim. Na'alechem b'raglechem. U'makelchem b'yedchem. V'achaltem osah b'chi pozoin. Choyte v'mesa matzah. The meaning that we have today, that you still the Afi Karmen, we spent the whole day on this. Where does it come from? It comes from the Gemara. Choytin. It's a corrupted form of the minute. Choytin means maher. According, who do we say from? One of the Rishonim, maybe it was Rashi. You're supposed to eat the night of Pesach, the Seder, very quickly. You're supposed to get up to matzah in a flash. Mamish, the opposite of what everyone does today. You're supposed to get there quickly. You're supposed to run home from shul, say Kiddush lightning quick, say the Banishtana, say the Haggadah. Everyone should be coming, instead of coming the next morning, do some bragging. Do you know what time we finished the Seder? We finished 2:30. I'm not going to be Meshadich with you. I only am Meshadich with people that finish the Seder at least at 3:30. Okay? That's what it's come to. Yes, on the Shidduch resume, what time do you finish the Seder? That's part of the most important question of the Shidduch resume. It's just the opposite. You should be coming to shul and bragging, what time did you get up to matzah? We got up to matzah at 8:23. We got up to matzah 8:21. That's what it says in the Gemara. Shnell. Matzah, the mahus of matzah, there's no zman. Okay, that's one dimension. Okay, and also you have to appreciate that, like we said, is that the Leil of Pesach is the Leil of Tisha B'Av. And the Holocaust was the Tisha B'Av of our generation. And obviously the Holocaust is a reflection of the Churban Beis HaMikdash in many dimensions. And it really, and the fact that that was the number one word of terror, Shnel, obviously there's something going on here of a relationship between Chipozoin of Yitzias Geula and this horror of Churban can happen in this hurry. It adds to the terror when everything has to be done quickly. There's an added dimension of terror with that principle. But that's not the only mahalach. That is not the only. This is a very basic approach of Chipozoin. But there's another element. Rabbi Belsky, I was reading Rabbi Belsky's Haggadah. Rabbi Belsky's Zech Tzak Levracha, one of his Talmidim, Rabbi David Abramowitz.
By the way, Hageulah from Purim was also shnel. Was right away, bin Laila. The whole Megillah was long.
The whole thing was 5 days. The whole story took place over 5 days. True, okay.
Right. Right.
Echanami. So
gets hustled.
But it says in the pasuk, "Kiloy bechipazon yetsayu."
Right.
The gula ha'asida will not be done bechipazon. That's going to be slow. Okay, but there's another dimension. Rabbi David Abramowitz was a very close Talmud to Rabbi Belsky, and he put out this fantastic Haggadah. It's not really Haggadah, it's Rabbi Belsky on Pesach, which is more or less the whole Haggadah.
Abramowitz.
David Abramowitz. I don't think you know who he is. So he lives in Eretz Yisrael. He made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael a long time ago. So he brings Rabbi Belsky. Rabbi Belsky has a very beautiful development on what it means chipazon. It means, I'm not saying the correct words the way he explains it, but the basic idea is the geula, something that is spiritual, is lemaila min hazman. There is nothing more gashmi in this world than zman, time. Time, even though you can't touch it, you can't feel it, the fact that time is linear, Hoya hoyve v'yiye, is the ultimate dover gashmi. That really, it's a very deep concept, because in Shamayim, in the Olam HaEmes, there's a principle which we have absolutely no understanding. There's no difference. It's all the same. Hoya hoyve v'yiye. The Shem Hashem, Yud Ke Vav Ke, is a composite of three words. Hoya hoyve v'yiye. The past, the present, the future, all synthesized into one. What does that mean for a human being? It's impossible to even try to understand what that means. Impossible. But being that the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Olam HaEmes, Hoya, Hove, V'yeh, it's all the same. And in this world, it's an Olam HaGashmi, and obviously we live in a world of time, past, present, future, that goes to show that time is the spitz, is the ultimate element of gashmius.
Yeah.
Gashmius.
It's similar to a Maharal idea also, about transcending time.
Transcending time. Therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, He took us to become the Avdei Hashem, to be the servants of Hashem, it was a spiritual experience. And if it's a spiritual experience, it's not just, oh, we're slaves, now we're free people, now we have time to play with our smartphones, we can do all these things now, we have money, independence. No. This is a spiritual experience. The experience is captured in the only mitzvah that says the zman is that it is deraisa on Pesach, it's achilas matzah. Matzah, there's no zman. You eat a piece of food, in the piece of food, there's no zman. There's no such thing as hoya hoviyah. The matzah is baked in an instant. Schnell. We have taken from this piece of food, we have removed zman. There's no past, present, future in making the food. The food is a symbol of there is no zman. Zman means past, present, future. You can break it up. No. There is no zman. It is the closest thing that we can possibly do to make a mitzvah, an object of mitzvah, and capture the symbol of spirituality. Mechla din hemnusa, when you have a piece of food, there's no zman. There's no past, present, future. The whole thing is an instant. It's an instant. That's what matzah is all about. It's a spiritual, it represents Yetzias Mitzrayim. It wasn't just an event of a gashmius event, it was a spiritual event. We're connecting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hoya, Hove, V'yiyah, this Lamaila Min Hazman. Now here's the Chiddush, here's the point I want to make. The matzah that we eat was eaten Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim with the Korban Pesach. And the Korban Pesach, they went together. Pesach Matzah Mora. There's a very strange halach that is taught by Korban Pesach. And that is, Babayis Echod Yeochel. It must be eaten in a bias. And you're not allowed to leave the bias. Yeah, a chabura, or a chavura would be more correct. A chavura. There's a group of people. A group of people have to come together. You have to subscribe. You just can't show up. You have to subscribe. I'm a member of this Korban Pesach. Take reservations. You just don't show up. You have to take a reservation to be part of a Korban Pesach. The Pesach has it, Babayis Echad. You can't go eat some of the carbon Pesach and go outside and come back later on. You can't do that. You can't go say, you know, it's very hot here. It's stuffy. Let's go upstairs to the roof. Or let's go to the basement. The air conditioner doesn't work here. Let's go to the other room. Ba'bay Yisachat. You got to sit here in one mokon. Everything in halacha, whether you go from Tumah to Tahara, there are parallels. So always parallels across the board, everything in halacha. This week is Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos HaGadol, what did we learn about? We learned about here. We learned about in the sixth parasha about when do your clothing, or when do you become Tameh fully when you enter in the Beis HaMenuga? When do you become Tameh? You become Tameh when you are Shoyher. If you just walk into the bias and walk right out, you're there for less than 4 minutes. Could you imagine? You want to go into the Beis HaMenuga, you want to retrieve something, okay? The clock is ticking, you got 4 minutes. Okay, it's 4 minutes. It's not much what it is. I want to go into the bias, I want to get some stuff. I don't want to become Tameh. Okay, good, go into the house. Here's a stopwatch. You think you can get what you want in 4 minutes? I want to get the goldfish. I want my goldfish. Okay, you got 4 minutes. The clock is ticking. 4 minutes. If you come out 4 minutes and 1 second, more than Kedei Achilas Pras, you Tameh. There is a din of delay in a bias. The only time you have this concept of shehiya, that you don't get the full effect. You're not affected by your environment. The only place, unless you have a significant amount of time, there's only one place b'chol ha-Torah kula, and that is a bias. Bias. Now, even though in this context it's tumah, there's always a parallel. This is clear. Davar yidua. Zeh l'umah zeh bore Elokim. If the Torah is megale that the tumah of the Beis HaMenuga can only come upon you when you delay a significant amount of time, the time it takes you to eat something beheseba. Isn't that amazing? Beheseba? Ve'ha'oichel ba'bayis? Ve'ha'shoichel ba'bayis? Kidei achilas pras? Not when you're standing, when you're reclining. Because when you recline, it takes you less time to eat than when you stand. Beheseba? The tumah only comes upon you when you shoyher in the bayis, a shear of achila beheseba. So don't you think that when it comes to kedusha, zeh l'umah zeh, the kedusha will only settle in and penetrate your mind and soul when you shoyher in the bayis b'chdei achilas pras beheseba achila. The amount of time it takes to eat a kezayis, which is, I mean, it's a pras, but it's a certain amount, that's the shear of achila, k'dei achilas pras, beheseba. Look what's going on here. The night of Pesach, you're eating an object that has no zman. Where are you eating this object? Babayis echod ye ochel. The matzah is a zecher for the carbon Pesach, that's sofer. And the matzah anyway has to be with the Karbon Pesach. Where are you eating your matzah? In the bayis. Beheseba. And you have to delay. You have to wait. It's the in order for you to get the full effect, there has to be a delay. Zman. Gashmias. And what are you eating? You're eating the ultimate dover ruchni, which is lemaila min hazman. This is a contradiction. You're eating a cheftza that's l'mayla min hazman in a bias. The shear of achila beheseba, which the Torah explicitly presents in this week's parasha, is something that you need to do in order to absorb its influence upon you. And to absorb the influence upon you, it's done through Zman, which is the ultimate Dover Gashmi. So you're contrasting no Zman against Zman. How do you understand this? That's exactly the point. The point is, of being in this world, what's the goal of this world? Is to infuse the gashmius with ruchnius. It's to spend an amount of time of gashmius, absorbing, being coilate, the ultimate experience of ruchnius. The matzah is the symbol of the ultimate ruchnius. Why is it the ultimate ruchnius? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chayah Hov V'Yeh, is L'mayelam and Hazman. Matzah is no Zman. It is a symbol of the ultimate experience of spirituality. And you take the ultimate experience of spirituality and you inject it, you infuse it into your neshama in the ultimate experience of gashmius. How do you know it's the ultimate experience of gashmius? Look at this week's parasha. If you walk into a bias, nothing happens to you unless you delay for a long time, 4 minutes. If you delay, you sit around in the bias 4 minutes, the amount of time it takes to eat beheseba, oh, that's a significant amount of time. That's gashmius. Gashmius, now your body becomes tameh. Do exactly that in a spiritual way. Go into the bias. Delay. You have to eat, so it's b'chdei achilas pras, the amount of time it takes to eat. Recline. And bring into your neshama, not the nega tzoras, and walk out with it in a state of contamination, but instead walk out with the ruchnius that you have injected into your physicality, into your gashmius. It is the synthesis of these two coming together. All right, I really had a very long drasha on Shabbos HaGadol, and it's not going to be time, it's a little too late, so I just want to tell you a short part then on Shabbos HaGadol. Okay? A short part. Everyone asked the famous question, why is Moshe Rabbeinu not present in the Haggadah? World famous, world class question. Where is Moshe? Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no one that was Moshe Nefesh or Klal Yisrael more, what? Still Nefesh Koyim?
Yeah, he's
busy. Moshe is busy, still Nefesh, what? I don't get that. Where is Moshe Rabbeinu? Where is Waldo? What happened to Moshe Rabbeinu on the night of Pesach? What? Vayaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Abba. Incidentally, Moshe Adraba, that pasuk is an insult to Moshe. Moshe, he doesn't have it. Garnished. Okay. Moshe, it's even a put down to me. Where is Moshe? There was no one in the entire story of the Exodus that did more for Klal Yisrael than Moshe Rabbeinu. And he's absent. Right? This famous world famous question. So the answer, the basic starting point is the avarti be eretz mitzrayim balayla hazeh ani v'loy malach ani v'loy saraf ani v'loy shliach ani hu v'loy acher. Okay, it's to emphasize the ribono shel olam. Excellent. There are probably many, many more. I want to present you just another answer, very simple answer, but it's emphasized very much in Shabbos HaGadol in the Haftarah. It's a very beautiful Haftarah. Haftarah is an awesome Haftarah. There are many, many in Yonim presented at the same time. One of the many multiple things that is mentioned is they get right down to the very, very end where it says, very important pasuk. It presents Moshe Rabbeinu in a very unique light at the end of the Haftarah. Just give me one moment to find it. And here it is. Haftarah l'Shabbos. Oh no, that's the wrong one. Rosh Chodesh, Pesach. Okay, let me find it here. I must find it. Shvi'i Shel Pesach, Achron Shel Pesach. Rosh Shana, where are the Dal Parshas? I know, but it doesn't show it over here. Let me see. Give me one moment, please. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, Kriyas HaTorah. 650? 6 pages. 650. Okay, thank you. It's taking me 20 minutes to find this. Haftarah Shabbos HaGadol in the article Chumashim on page 650. Remember for tomorrow, page 650. The very end, we're right before it says, Hinei Anochi Shlech Lachem Eis Eliya Hanavi Lifnei Bayam Hashem HaGadol V'Hanai. Right before it says another pasuk. It's the only place where it says something like this. Zichru, remember, Toiras Moshe Avdi. Remember the Torah of Moshe. Asher tzivisi oisoy v'choreif. I commanded him in Choreif. That's Har Sinai. Al kol Yisrael. Chukim u'mishpatim. And then it says, Mashiach is coming. Hidei anochi Yisrael chem eis Eliyahu HaNavi lifnei bayam Hashem ha'gol v'hanayra. Pesach is all about Hidei anochi Yisrael chem eis Eliyahu HaNavi. Isn't this amazing? Pesach is coming. We make, in the Haggadah itself, Moshe is completely absent, except for that one little incidental mention. And now, when we come to the Hakdamah of Pesach, Shabbos HaGol is the, you know, is the big announcement. Pesach is this week, everybody say, Pesach is this week. You know how we end off? Moshe! Zichru Toiras Moshe Avdi. Don't forget about Moshe, remember Moshe. So maybe you'll say, oh, you see, we don't need to say Moshe in the Haggadah. Since we mentioned Moshe and Shabbos HaGadol, he stole the show. He's the lead, he stole the show. So the Mela, we don't need to mention Moshe Rabbeinu anymore in Pesach. Is that the Pshat? I don't know if that's the Pshat. Pshat is, over here, the Pasuk doesn't just tell you to remember Moshe. It says, Toiras Moshe. And it goes on to say that he taught you in Choreif. Remember the Moshe of Har Sinai. Remember the Moshe of Har Sinai. If we were to mention Moshe Rabbeinu on Lel Pesach, we would be doing Moshe Rabbeinu and ourselves a very great disservice. Because then Moshe would be a celebrity. Moshe did two things to Jewish people. He really did two things. You want to go give him honor, you want to go make a monument, you want to give him credit, he did two things. He single-handedly took the Jewish people out of Egypt. He took us out of Egypt. We were slaves in Egypt. And he picked us up and he took us out. He was a diplomat. He was a military man. He was a prophet. He was a warrior. He got the Jews out of Egypt. Put up a big monument, make a dinner in his honor. Moshe Rabbeinu did something else that is very different. And that was, he went to Shemayim and he brought down the Torah. And in fact, the goal was, B'yotziach es amim Mitzrayim, what is the ikkar, what is the tafel? In life, you learn very often, over and over again, you can't have it all. You can't. There's no such thing. There's no such thing in this world as ein shnei milochim mishamshim bekeser echad. Maybe there's no such thing as being a billionaire and being the biggest Talmud Chacham. It doesn't go like that. This one or the other, or one is the ikar and the other is the tofel. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest military warrior leader in the world. To take a nation of 3 million people out of Egypt, out of Alcatraz, doesn't happen. And that's it. You can memorialize Moshe Rabbeinu, he took us out of Egypt. This is what you'll write on his kever. On the other hand, do you know anyone else that went to heaven, who went to Shemayim and came back to tell you what happens up there? I don't know anyone. Moshe went to Shemayim for 120 days. He brought down the Torah. He gave us the reins of Torah. Moshe Ish Elokim, ki kod an arponav. He brought down the Luchos. Torah. So what's the ikkar? You can't have it all in life. What is the ikkar? You want to memorialize Moshe Rabbeinu. You want to celebrate Moshe, that he went to Shemayim and he brought down Torah to Klal Yisrael, he gave you Torah, or do you want to celebrate Moshe as being a leader of the Jewish people who took us out of Egypt, took slaves out of Egypt? What is the ikar? So the Navi tells us, on Shabbos HaGadol, you're coming out of Pesach, he says to you, Zichru Toiras Moshe. You know what Zichru Toiras Moshe means? Don't you dare mention in the Haggadah Moshe's name. The Navi himself, Malachi, when he wrote these words, there was no Haggadah yet. No one wrote the Haggadah yet. I know you guys, you're going to one day make a Pesach Seder, you're going to make a Haggadah. When you write the Nusach, I want to give you instructions. Leave out Moshe Rabbeinu. You know why? Because that's not his real legacy. Moshe's real legacy, you know what the priority of Moshe is and that you should learn from? Is Torah. Because that's why I'm telling you, Zichru, remember, Torahs, Moshe, Avdi. What Torah? Asher tzivisi oisoy v'choyrev al kol Yisrael. Chukim u'mishpatim. Pesach is not about choyrev. There's no Matan Torah in Pesach. There's no Matan Torah. There's no Torah Pesach. Torah is Shavuos. There was no Torah. A few mitzvahs here, a few mitzvahs there. Dam Pesach, Dam Mila. There's no Torah. I'm telling you in a nice way, you're going to come to Pesach, you know what you're going to do on your own? You're going to glorify Moshe. You're going to have Moshe in the Haggadah a million times. Moshe, 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 Moshe. And you're going to glorify Moshe. And then, it's going to come Shavuos, who cares? And then you know what's going to happen? The Jewish people is not going to be a nation based on Torah. They'll be a nation based upon their redemption. We came into Eretz Yisrael, a military victory. And you're going to Golis? We're in Golis. We don't need to be observant. That's a very great disservice. The Navi Hosea, Malachi, is basically telling Klal Yisrael, I know that you guys, the day is going to come when you're going to compose a Haggadah. I want to tell you, write whatever you want. Everything is good. One thing I want to tell you, don't mention Moshe's name in the Haggadah. And the way I'm going to say it to you, I'm going to say it to you in a nice way. Zichru Toiras Moshe Avdi. Asher. What about the Torah? Asher Tzivisi Oisoi V'choyrev Har Sinai Al Kol Yisrael Chukimu Mishpatim. That's the real Moshe. Everything that he did for you in Mitzrayim was Behoitziacha es ha'om mimitzrayim ta'avdun es hu'elokim al ha'hor hazeh. If you're going to emphasize the yitziah, you're going to downplay the ultimate goal. And that is a very great danger for the survival, for the nitzchis of Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, they're going to find themselves in matzavim throughout the rest of their history in as avodim. The avdus will come back. We are Avdus Dalit Golios Akate Avde Achashverosh Anan. What did Moshe accomplish? He took us out of Egypt. Avodim Lefaro. What's today? The Gemara says Akati Avde Achashverosh Anan. So Moshe, what's the big deal? Zichru Toiras Moshe Avdi. That never goes away. That is the nitzchis of Klal Yisrael. And the dvurim, the ru'uyim ha'dvarim for the people here. You come every single day to learn Toras Moshe. Every day you come to learn Toras Moshe. There could not be a more a chavura of anoshim who come babayis echad to be mekhayim the lessons of taking a davar ruchni and to inject it, infuse the gashmius of this world with the ruchnius of the Torah Moshe, to appreciate the ultimate goal, the ultimate nitzchius is the Torah Moshe. And that is the gasoline, the energy that will bring what it says next for Bechlal and for Befrat. Every person to be zoicha to see Eliyahu. There are many Eliyahus out there. And they all have one thing in common. They're all coming to be mevaser, besoyrois, toivois, yeshuos, v'dechamois. And in the zuchus of this choshev olam, each and every person excelling in zichru, toiras, moisha, avdi, asher, tzivitzi, yosoy, v'cholim, al kol yisrael, chukim, shpatim, everyone be zoyche to their own Bechlal and the own prat of Hine Anochi Shrech Lachem Eise Liyo Hanovi Lefnei Bo Yoyim HaShem HaGodol VeHanoira. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Shabbos HaGadol.
You're going to have to have Mishnah. I'm going to have to have the Yadid.